compliments. Steve flicked his ashes at me. What were you doing walking by your lonesome? Leave it to good old Steve to bring up something like that. I was coming home from the movies. I didn't think...
You don't ever think,
Derry broke in. Not at home or anywhere when it counts. You must think at school with all those good grades you bring home. And you've always got your nose in a book. But do you ever use your head for common sense? No siree, bub. And if you did have to go by yourself, you should have carried a blade. I just stared at the hole in the toe of my tennis shoe. Me and Derry just didn't dig each other. I never could please him. He would have hollered at me for carrying a blade if I had carried one. If I brought home B's, he wanted A's. And if I got A's, he wanted to make sure they stayed A's. If I was playing football, I should be in studying. And if I was reading, I should be out playing football. He never hollered at Soda Pop, not even when Soda dropped out of school or got tickets for speeding. He just hollered at me. Soda was glaring at him. Leave my kid brother alone, you hear? It ain't his fault he likes to go to the movies, and it ain't his fault the socias like to jump us. And if he had been carrying a blade, it would have been a good excuse to cut him to ribbons. Soda always takes up for me. Derry said impatiently, When I want my kid brother to tell me what to do with my other kid brother, I'll ask you, kid brother. But he laid off me. He always does when Soda Pop tells him to, most of the time. Next time, get one of us to go with you, pony boy, Two-Bit said. Any of us will.
Speaking of movies, Dally yawned, flipping away his cigarette butt. I'm walking over to the Nightly Double tomorrow night. Anybody want to come and hunt some action?
Steve shook his head. Me and Soda are picking up Evie and Sandy for the game. He didn't need to look at me the way he did right then. I wasn't going to ask him if I could come. I'd never tell Soda because he really likes Steve a lot, but sometimes I can't stand Steve Randall. I mean it. Sometimes I hate him. Derry sighed, just like I knew he would. Derry never had time to do anything anymore.
I'm working tomorrow night.
Dally looked at the rest of us.
How about y'all? Two-Bit, Johnny Cake, you and Pony want to come?
Me and Johnny'll come, I said. I knew Johnny wouldn't open his mouth unless he was forced to. Okay, Derry?
Yeah, since it ain't a school night.
Derry was real good about letting me go places on the weekends. On school nights, I could hardly leave the house.
I was planning on getting boozed up tomorrow night, Two-Bit said. If I don't, I'll walk over and find y'all.
Steve was looking at Dally's hand. His ring, which he had rolled a drunk senior to get, was back on his finger.
You break up with Sylvia again? Yeah, and this time it's for good. That little broad was two-timing me again while I was in jail.
I thought of Sylvia and Evie and Sandy and Two-Bit's many blondes. They were the only kind of girls that would look at us, I thought. Tough, loud girls who wore too much eye makeup and giggled and swore too much. I liked Soda's girl Sandy just fine, though. Her hair was natural blonde and her laugh was soft like her china blue eyes. She didn't have a real good home or anything and was our kind, greaser, but she was a real nice girl. Still, lots of times I wondered what other girls were like. The girls who were bright-eyed and had their dresses a decent length and acted as if they'd like to spit on us if given a chance. Some were afraid of us, and remembering Dallas Winston, I didn't blame them. But most looked at us like we were dirt, gave us the same kind of look that the socias did when they came by in their Mustangs and Corvairs and yelled, "Grease!" at us. I wondered about them, the girls, I mean. Did they cry when their boys were arrested like Evie did when Steve got hauled in? Or did they run out on them the way Sylvia did Dallas? But maybe their boys didn't get arrested or beaten up or busted up in rodeos. I was still thinking about it while I was doing my homework that night. I had to read Great Expectations for English, and that kid Pip, he reminded me of us. The way he felt marked lousy because he wasn't a gentleman or anything, and the way that girl kept looking down on him. That happened to me once.
One time in biology, I had to dissect a worm, and the razor wouldn't cut, so I used my switchblade. The minute I flicked it out, I forgot what I was doing, or I never would have done it. This girl right beside me kind of gasped and said, "They are right. You are a hood." That didn't make me feel so hot. There were a lot of socias in that class. I get put into A classes because I'm supposed to be smart, and a lot of them thought it was pretty funny. I didn't, though. She was a cute girl. She looked real good in yellow. We deserve a lot of our trouble, I thought. Dallas deserves everything he gets, and should get worse if you want the truth. And Two-Bit, he doesn't really want or need half the things he swipes from stores. He just thinks it's fun to swipe everything that isn't nailed down. I can understand why Soda Pop and Steve get into drag races and fights so much, though. Both of them have too much energy, too much feeling, with no way to blow it off.
"Rub harder, Soda,"
I heard Derry mumbling. "You're gonna put me to sleep." I looked through the door. Soda Pop was giving Derry a back rub. Derry is always pulling muscles. He roofs houses, and he's always trying to carry two bundles of roofing up the ladder. I knew Soda would put him to sleep, because Soda can put about anyone out when he sets his head to it. He thought Derry worked too hard anyway. I did, too. Derry didn't deserve to work like an old man when he was only 20. He had been a real popular guy in school. He was captain of the football team, and he had been voted Boy of the Year. But we just didn't have the money for him to go to college, even with the athletic scholarship he won. And now he didn't have time between jobs to even think about college. So he never went anywhere and never did anything anymore, except work out at gyms and go skiing with some old friends of his sometimes. I rubbed my cheek where it had turned purple. I had looked in the mirror, and it did make me look tough. But Derry had made me put a Band-Aid on the cut. I remembered how awful Johnny had looked when he got beaten up. I had just as much right to use the streets as the socias did, and Johnny had never hurt them. Why did the socias hate us so much? We left them alone. I nearly went to sleep over my homework trying to...